Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 143, take 3. We've
had a few issues.
Yeah. We were thinking of jumping to new software, but Paul has got a new microphone, which is very good quality.
It's a Samsung C01U microphone.
Yep, USB studio quality. It's good. I'm really impressed. Nice little tripod stand.
Yeah, I knew when I brought it out, you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it looks the biz. It does look the biz.
Yeah, we're now professional
people. We have a microphone. We just got to keep our eyes on the bars to make sure that they don't start flashing.
No, I'm sure it was the microphone or the sound blaster.
Yeah.
So yeah, we haven't done an episode since January. Well, we have.
We've sat here for the last 2 weeks doing episodes.
We've done two episodes, which are both screwed up.
Yeah, they basically, it was like every point of a second it wouldn't record, so it was like it was just being really dodgy and just. Yeah, and it was annoying because we didn't notice it was doing it until the very, very end. And we'd gone through all of this, and we did one episode, didn't play, and then I went away. Then we did the episode where I got back, and
I'd actually done some testing that week and thought it was all right.
Yeah, then we regurgitated everything from the previous week, plus the new stuff I had. And when we got to the end, it did it again. So we had no show. So we apologize, technical issues, nothing that could be done. I suppose.
Hopefully you will agree the sound quality is better now.
Yeah.
The next thing to do, really, is to shut the computer up somehow. Because the background noise you hear is the computer.
Yeah.
Well, if you listen to us really loud, I suppose. Oh, I did have a bit of a scare today.
Okay.
I just got a new debit card through. Because, you know, the old one expired.
Yeah.
And I use that to pay through PayPal to pay Libsyn to host the content. And today, they tried to take a payment and the account was deactivated. And I was thinking, nice! But I managed to save it in the end. So we're still up and running. I thought, yeah, I've got the microphone. Now the hosting's gone. And it's like, brr.
Oh, dear.
So yeah, a bit of a scare. So let's quickly go over what we've talked about in the last couple of shows. Now let's have a look. There you go, take it away.
Yeah. So, first off, I had to go at the skate demo. You know, this is annoying because...
You talked about it already.
Yeah, we've talked... This is the second time... This is going to be the third time I've talked about it, and the game is already out. Basically, the demo itself, I wasn't too impressed. There was a timer on it that locked you from playing the game for a set amount of time, and then would kick you off afterwards. And the timer could be boosted by completing some of the training parts at the beginning before you ended up in a skate park. I had big high expectations for this game. It didn't excite me. I don't know if it was annoyance of the clock or what. I haven't got hold of Skate 2 yet. One of my friends is a big Skate fan at work. He's going to be getting hold of it soon when he sells some of his old games. So I'm going to get a vibe off him of what it actually is like. Some of it was a bit weird. The whole ability to pull a skateboard to your hand like a Jedi.
The Force!
It was a bit kind of like cool, but at the same time, it's like, I actually like Skate for its realism.
Not for being Star Wars.
I was looking forward to getting off the skateboard because of this realism. You clip a curb instead of you looking like a guy who just got shot by a sniper. You just fall over. You know, now he just runs off the skateboard. So there were things I wanted to have a go at. One of them was being able to run about without the skateboard. The controls were really hard. You could run forwards, but moving left and right, you know, skateboarders, I've skateboarded a lot of my youth in later days, and skateboarders are agile people, you know, they're not clumsy people, and this guy could run forwards, but turning left and right, oh my God, he was like he had both of his ankles pinned with God knows what, so I wasn't too impressed.
It's a dog, it's not pressed.
Yeah, we could hear sniffing at the door. It's... I'd worry if Chris was outside sniffing at the door.
Well, I heard something coming upstairs and I'm not sure which one it was.
So yeah, I wasn't too impressed. I said on the last show they didn't record that if anybody's actually gone out and bought it, we'd like to hear an audio review or an email of what your thoughts are on the game in comparison to the first one, because I'm quite interested. So yeah, Skate 2 demo.
Yep. If we skip all of that, so quick rundown. We talked about the Guild.
Yeah.
Which is an online film thing
yep.
based of nerd people
who play World of Warcraft style.
We talked about Fable 2. I don't know what we talked about that. We talked about Fallout 3. Yeah, I've borrowed Fallout 3, so I'm playing it through. It was really good. Left 4 Dead, I don't know what you said about that.
I think we were just going through all the latest games that have been out and were hot in November and now cheaper to get hold of now.
The Windows 7 beta came out.
Yeah.
And has now uncome out. It passed its limited number of downloads.
Okay.
We talked about World of Warcraft a bit more. And Take-Two, we mentioned how Assemble Studios have closed after Halo Wars has been finished, so they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was announced back in September that Halo Wars would be Assemble's last game.
Yeah.
So that's not much of a surprise, but with the 1,400 Microsoft layoffs, Aces Studio, who do Flight Simulator and Train Simulator, were also closed, which is kind of a bummer. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. We did talk about release of games that are coming out in February, which are still to this date not come out yet. So we've got Killzone 2, Street Fighter 2, Warhammer, Dawn of War 2,
Fear,
and Fear 2. So those are what is looking forward to. I'm talking to Gary. He was very excited about Killzone 2. He was even willing to give up his copy of Resistant Fallen Man 2 because he wasn't too impressed with the multiplayer as he was hoping for from what he was expecting. So he was really looking forward to Killzone 2 from the looks of it. Style's changed a lot, but it's still the same Killzone. Street Fighter 2, he's up for that. I love Street Fighter 2, but I won't pay large amounts of money for it because I ain't that good at it. It was something I played as a kid, but I'm better at Tekken than I am with Street Fighter.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat was great. So I don't know if I'll be going out and buying
number
this
two
game.
Was the best one.
Warhammer, Dawn of War. Very...
That's just called Dawn of War 2, isn't it?
Yeah, Dawn of War 2. So it's they always have the Warhammer symbol at the top, but it's Dawn of War. So Dawn of War 2, put it this way, if I get around to buying this, this will be a reason to reinstall Windows back onto my Mac again. Or even just using my PC for this one game. Really, really do like this game. Looks like they're going back to the story mode, and they're going back following the Blood Ravens, which was...
A bunch of noobs.
Basically, Space Marines that were created specifically for this game. They didn't exist in anything else, as far as I was aware. Confused me when it first came out, so I thought it's the Blood Angels. I remember it being the Blood Angels when I was a kid, and I looked up, and it's Blood Ravens was something specific for the game, so that they weren't following on one story arc, so they could change it as they want. I really liked the first one for the fact of the story. The second one seemed to open it up a bit more because you could play as who you want and create your own story, but it was more just battles one after the other. This seems to be going back to it. Tyranids are back in. They were in it before, apart from a few mods that were never completed properly. This looks really good. The Tyranids are really changing the unit structure with the way that they're designed. They're, you know, if anybody's ever played Warhammer 40,000, your point scale is you both say, oh, we're going to play a 2,000-point army or something like that, and each team and squad and your leaders and your tanks all have a amount of points, kind of like a capped level for an RTS, and that allows you to structure your squads to your points. Now, for argument's sake, you have so many points for a five-man squad of Marines... Tyranids, the Gene Stealer squads, which are their grunts with little guns, will amass a large more actual Tyranids for a small squad of five, and in comparison of numbers they just swarm at you, but they're not worth as much each. So I'm hoping that this has been brought across, and the looks of it has been brought across to the game, so that you're actually fighting more, you get more Tyranids for your buck sort of thing, but obviously they get killed a lot quicker, but they do show some burrowing up from the ground and attacking, so they're not keeping them on a plain level. They will be burrowing into the ground like some of them do and things like that. So
great.
I'm really looking forward to the graphics have been bumped
just
up
what we need, like, underground critters.
Yeah, it's like Tremors all over again,
or worse yet, the Zerg, or worse yet, the Locust from Gears of War.
Yeah. Always creepy when it's underneath you.
So yeah, the Resident Evil 5 demo came out on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yep.
That's out... Is that the 13th of March, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe
it's not.
So.
It's not February, is it?
No,
it's a bit later. Yeah, that's on Marketplace. Download that because it's really good, actually.
I was impressed with it.
It's got cooperative play, which is good. In the demo, which is even better.
Yeah, just to give a feel of what it's going to be like. Paul also said to me that cooperative on one machine is a little bit annoying, and if you've got a big TV, it's not too bad because of the way that the TVs black out the screens and they keep an equal side screen corner to corner across the screen. But obviously, you can play online.
Basically, on a widescreen TV, you've got two 16:9 windows on there, which means because it's half, you've got black bits either side. We are now joined by Chris. Hey, Chris, how's it going, mate?
Not bad. You?
I mean,
still munching on your chips.
Yeah, if there is some noise, it isn't the microphone, it's me eating.
He's eating Burger King.
I brought a bucket of Coke as well.
Great. How about a bucket of food?
Yeah.
So yeah, we were talking about
Resident Evil 5. I'm impressed with it. It feels like a continuation from 4, but it seems like it's going back to taking some of the aspects from Resident Evil 0, which was the first...
Resident Evil 0!
It was the first Resident Evil that allowed you to have two players at the same time. The first time you were playing two characters, I believe... I'm not sure if
it... Sonic 2, you could play as Tails.
Resident Evil 2, you had... Players two different...
One and two, you could play as two different characters,
well,
but you start...
the first one.
Yeah, you started just the level from the beginning and you just played as a different character all the way through. I couldn't remember if any of them got so far and then you played as the other one the rest of the way. No, I think it was, depending which character you started the game with, it would play a different way. I don't think there was actually...
There wasn't much difference in the first one, from what I remember.
No.
Whichever storyline you did.
I think it was that just depended whether you started with a knife or a gun.
Yeah, and I think the... that was in the first one, yeah? But yeah, I think if you played as the guy... There was generally less health and ammo throughout the game.
So it was kind of like
hard, hard and easy.
And I know that on number 2, if you played as the bloke or the girl, I think you...
The dude!
You ended up on one side. There's a storyline, something got in between you, like a truck or something.
I love number 2.
You were on either side. So if you were on that character, you did that side of the city. If you're that character, you did that side of the city.
You could upgrade your weapons.
Yeah.
On that one.
Where, and then in 0 was the first time you had an extra character with you, but were with you at all times, and you could actually swap from one character to the other. Resident Evil 4 was the first one that brought into the system of actually having a full movable camera. And then they've gone to 5, which seems to be going back to this two people, but instead of swapping, it's more in the sense of you always play as the main character, but you've got to keep the other character alive, and the AI is now... so intuitive to allow that person to, like, you can bump them off onto a roof, they'll go take a good sniper position and cover you, and then you can call them back. So it doesn't feel like you're having to spend... you don't feel like you're having to spend half your time chasing this person to look after them. They can defend themselves.
Basically, you don't have to babysit them.
Yeah. It's not like those missions where you have to babysit and then you're like, oh, I can't wait until you can after yourself and I can carry on playing the
game.
We've
had so many computer games where you've had this dumbass AI...
that keeps
follow you around, which keeps getting in the way. He gets killed and this and that, and it's like, oh,
this is not.
They're not as annoying anymore.
Yeah, this AI, she's well trained. She knows what she's doing with the weapons. It's more in the sense of you've got to heal her, she's going to heal you. You've got to give her ammo, she's going to give you ammo. You work 2x2 tactics, so she's not some stupid AI that's just dragging you down. She's there to help, and if you ignore that help, one of you is going to die, so you have to work as a team.
Hey, Dinadal does not die, especially from some undead noose.
What's the release date?
I think it's the 13th of March.
Yeah, I think it is as well. I don't think it was February time.
Now, there's also a really kick-ass game for our PC people. Yeah, the 13th is a Friday, so...
Yeah.
It's not my brain just imagining dates. Empire Total War is out... in early March.
Yeah, we talked about this as well very thoroughly.
I think it's going to be released on the 3rd on Steam.
Yeah, you did mention that.
It's going to be released at 1800 hours on Steam on the 3rd, but the actual retail release for the UK at least will be on the Wednesday, so
yeah,
you can get it 6 hours early on Steam if you really want. But it's £40 on Steam. Yeah, it's a rip-off.
Yeah.
You better not be... It better only be £30 retail. That'd be a lot better. So yeah, Empire Total War, just you know, you've played Empire Total War. No, well, the Total War series.
Yeah.
Just explain it while I finish my food. Thank you.
Historical, tactical, RTS campaign management. First one was Total War Shogun, which was based off... the samurai. Now, the thing to keep in mind is each game is unique because they
base... I'm really sorry.
Just take them out. Go on. Take the chips out. They base all of the tactics...
They're definitely more generous in their portion than their counterpart.
Yeah, but we're not going to give them any free advertisement there. Unless they pay us.
Gamercast, sponsored by Burger King.
And we'd always go, yes, in this new game, I'm going to go to eat my Big Mac. Oops, sorry, wrong burger.
No, we could do it. 1 week we could be sponsored by Burger King.
Next week, sponsored by McDonald's.
Next week could be McDonald's. And then a week after, it could be Palmer's Fish and Chips.
And then a week after that, we do Subway.
Yes.
Just to mix it up.
Yeah. Right. Dude, get in contact with all those people and tell them they can sponsor our show. They just have to feed us on Sundays.
Yeah. That's our payment. We just want to be fed. We don't want any money for the sponsorship. Nothing to put towards the show or buying new equipment. We just want to be fed every Sunday.
Sounds fair enough.
Empire and Total War.
Yeah. From I haven't played all of the games. Like, I played the first one with my dad, Shogun. He missed the second one. He wasn't too keen on
the first medieval
one. Then they brought out, was it Rome next, and then they went Medieval 2.
Rome and Medieval 2 were both really good.
Yeah.
Good one.
Good. Paul saying good. The fact that the whole military tactics are all based around that time period, so the game is rehashed completely for that type of battles. This time around, they've also brought in battles at sea with the...
Yeah, everywhere.
With the galleon ships. Paul likes that. Your dad's going to like that as well, isn't he?
Well, yeah, it's got HMS Victory, apparently. And he's just... You know, I don't know if you've seen downstairs, but we've got all these paintings of...
ships.
You know, the Battle of the Nile and this and that. And it's, you know...
You'll love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's the reason why my dad loves... Shogun and Rome, because my dad's really into the Roman Empire and he studies a lot of it, reads lots of books about it, and he's big on samurai, so he likes all that sort of stuff. So it's nice to be able to reenact those battles.
Yeah, I mean, medieval's nice, to be honest, what a crappy period of history.
Some people like
Europe under Christian dictatorship isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, but that's what I like about the series of games is it's a. Some people like just playing the games, so it doesn't matter what it's about, you'll just get used to it. But then there's people who will like yourself, skip the certain games because you don't like that period, you don't like the battles, the tactics. It gives you a different flavor for each one, and this being the new flavor, we did say in the previous tried recorded show that we didn't know where they'd go next with this, and thinking Second World War would be a bit weird for that
First
type
World
of game.
War would be a lot more doable.
Yeah. For the tactics were slowly changing in the First World War from the previous types of battles.
Modern warfare is fought at such a distance.
Yeah, where they were still bayonets on the end of the rifles. Rifles still had to be bolt action.
First World War was still relatively close.
Yeah.
Second World War was a lot more distant and you had a lot more movement.
Yeah.
Because you obviously had tanks.
The tactics of war had changed. They went into the First World War still believing this to work on the same tactics as before, as in you fight in a field, one side's one enemy, one side's the other, and you just come to each other. Where Second World War was a lot more, you had the
mobile.
Whole field, you had to mobile as to the tactics are today. So it looks quite good. If you go on the I think it's TotalWar.com is the official website. They've actually got a repeating trailer on the main page going through the game. It's published by Sega, I believe.
Sega. Developed by the Creative Assembly.
Yeah. So I'm not saying I'm going to be going out and buying it.
I will buy it.
I don't know if my dad likes that period. I'll let him know it's out. I don't think he's played too much of Rome, but he's still working his way through it because I bought him the trilogy, so it had both expansion packs attached to the back. What else do we talk about?
Gears of War 2.
No.
Since we actually tried that.
No, we'll talk about that in a bit. We're rehashing the previous show.
Just get the last two.
I thought I had a feeling of deja vu when I came in. What, a total war again? What?
Yeah, because none of the episodes have worked.
Well, it's World of Warcraft every other bloody week, isn't it? Yeah. Make some change.
Yeah, I did a
review. Adam reviewed some USB battery things.
Yeah, they're called USB cells. It basically, it looks like a white Duracell battery. Instead of having the copper top, it's got a green top.
Game
of plastic.
Sponsored by Duracell.
And you basically pull them off, pull the cap off, and it turns around, and then you've got a USB slot, and you basically charge it off it. I actually was trying to charge.
Let me just re-explain it. It's basically a AA battery.
Rechargeable one.
Only you can pull the cap off, and there's a USB thing there, so you can plug it in and charge it.
Yeah. I did find a little bit annoying using my MacBook, because I've got the 15-inch, not the 17-inch. I've only got two USB slots, and I was charging them, and then I wanted to play WoW, and I was kind of like, actually, I need one of these slots to plug in my gamepad. And then the thought popped into my head, I'm actually using my 24-inch monitor, and I've got two USB slots in the side. So basically, I've slotted them in there. The cool thing about it is, with plugging them into my monitor, if I don't have my MacBook, see, I'm using my MacBook for something else.
It just charges off the monitor.
Yeah, so I just turn the monitor on, and as long as the monitor's on, it will charge them up. I have used them. I found them quite useful because I wanted to watch a DVD player through the monitor. And I was kind of like, actually, I can't press play because I don't have any batteries for the remote. And only certain DVDs will let me play it. Some I need to skip to the left and the right. Mm. But all I've got is a play button. So basically, hit enter or whatever the icon is. And if the icon's on some sort of needs a setup and I've got to nudge it across to hit play, I'm screwed. So I can only watch certain DVDs. I thought, hang on, I've got my USB cells. So plug them in. I was like, yeah, that works. So it's nice to have a set of rechargeable batteries that don't have to be put into a giant plug and try to find somewhere to plug it in. So yeah, I'm quite impressed with those. I think they were like £6 from Morrison's or something like that.
Yeah, they're not really expensive. I've got here World of Warcraft hero classes. I can't remember what the hell we talked about.
It was an article I found about the latest podcast that was on the web, on the official website, about the hero classes.
Yeah, GamerCraft episode 142. Yeah, good episode.
And they were talking about that there were a lot of hero classes. The number is like
they came up with a lot of concepts.
26 or 29 actual hero classes concepts they've come up with that they had to narrow down for the Wrath of the Lich King. And we went, there was three that they kind of amalgamated. It was like Necromancer and Rune Master, and some of those items have been ripped off and put to make this Death Knight.
The Death Knight.
But the fact that they've got
from beyond the moon,
from the dark side of the moon. To be honest,
there's no such thing as the dark side of the moon.
One side's light, one side's dark. Isn't there a shadow?
Only for a day, a lunar day.
But if you've got a fast enough moon buggy, you can always stay on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, but technically there is always a dark side.
No, but people say dark side as if they mean dark side as in the far side of the moon. Because when people say dark side, they're referring to the side of the moon which doesn't face the Earth.
Yeah.
When, of course, that side just lit up the same amount as the other side.
Yes.
Oh, right. It's the far side of the moon, they mean. Oh. It's the one with all the Russian-named craters. That's why nobody likes it.
They got the bit you can't see, did they?
Well, yeah, they sent their lunar probes over there and mapped it all, because nobody else had seen it before.
Huh?
So they named the whole lot. That's why no bugger knows how to pronounce any of it.
Yeah, right. We went through the article to just kind of alliterate that it's not like they're going to have
Soviet Union article right to you.
They're not going to have to go through a large amount of trouble to think up hero classes for the next expansion or the next time they release a hero class. It's more of the problem of actually trying to pick one from the list is the issue, not the actual shall we make one up, which was kind of exciting for the next lot of hero classes. And then we went on, I don't know if we talked about cap level, whatever we were expecting for next expansion. And then you talked about
Internet Explorer 8 released. Canada 1 was released.
Sweet.
It's actually pretty solid. In fact, I'd recommend most technical people to download it and use it. It's got a few issues with a couple of websites, but it's faster than IE7. It's got way better features than IE7. It's a good browser.
Sweet.
But of course, it is released Canada 1. It can be installed on Windows XP, Windows Server 2003, Windows Vista, and Windows Server 2008. But not Windows 7. Because 7 is obviously integrated, so you've got an older build at the moment.
Yeah.
Right. this week, email. Yeah, this week.
Have we had any emails?
No.
So no one cared that we
were
here.
I had the email from Libsyn saying that the subscription has been cancelled.
All right.
So it does actually work.
Oh, cool. So none of you care that we weren't here. They were like, oh, Gamercast isn't on. Ah, don't worry. We'll listen to another podcast.
Boo.
Damn you people. Listen to us. Let us know we're not talking to ourselves.
Damn you, Games to Windows podcast. We're going to get you guys. Damn you, Gamercast Network. You stole our name and now you're stealing our listeners. Damn you.
Weren't they the ones that told us that they wanted...
No, that was some noob. And I was like, get lost, you noob.
Yeah, someone wanted us to not use...
When we first started, like the second episode...
They want...
I got an email from somebody saying, look, I've already released the podcast under this name. Can you rename it? And I was like, no. But no, I said, I'll discuss it with you. And of course, I didn't, you know.
Well, that was the other thing. You showed me the website, and they don't even have a domain that says Gamercast.
No. Well, the Gamercast Network are the people with the funny green, you know.
Yeah, they're quite...
They sprung up much later than we did.
Yeah, but they're quite a big thing. And it's the Gamercast Network...
Dude.
They're not like
us. I just spent 60 quid. This is our budget here. I've grown our budget.
They're big, but they do other stuff. They've got
our
TV
budget
things.
Is my pocket money. That's what it is. I've run out of chips.
You've run out of chips.
I've run out of chips. I think this can probably work now. All right, let's put this stuff in the bin. So, but I'm not distracted. Yeah. There we go. Right. Excuse me, right. Yes, Halo Wars has been released on the Xbox Live Marketplace. It's on my download queue, but it hasn't come down yet. I was going to download it yesterday, but I forgot to turn the Xbox on.
I unfortunately can't download it at the moment.
Because you're silver!
Yeah, but for some strange reason...
Are you silver or are you gold?
Well... Here's a problem. Ugh. Since the new update for the interface...
Don't you spill that.
No, it's alright. He spills on his leg. It doesn't matter. His jeans are soaking up the Coke goodness.
Really, if that much was spilled, it would go downstairs. That's how much it is. It's like acid in the Aliens films. It would just keep going down and down.
It's like a litre of Coke. It's crazy.
It is. Don't you drop it.
You're going to be pissing for a week when you drink that.
Yeah. Stop making me laugh.
If you make him laugh anymore, he's going to wear it.
Don't. I want my carpet in one piece.
You should really have a straw.
Yeah, why didn't I pick one up?
Mind if you're really desperate.
No, it's alright.
Since the new interface change, normally when I run out of Xbox Live, it automatically kicks me back to silver, and you know, your icon goes to silver and stuff like that. All it's done is because...
He's got two of those big buckets of Coke.
My subscriptions ran out, and because it ran out, because I didn't buy it with a game card, you know, the Microsoft Live card like I did last time, I've actually done the subscription on my card.
Money card.
So instead of doing anything about it, all they've done is go, oh, we've got his details, we'll just charge him another month. They just charge me a whole new year. But my card's changed, and I haven't updated the details.
Oh, yeah.
So it's crashed. Now, for everyone else's perception, I'm probably back on silver. But from my perception, whenever I go onto my Xbox, it actually won't connect me to Xbox Live. When I connect it to Xbox Live, it tells me that there's an error with my details and I need to change it.
It's always you, isn't it?
When I go to update it, it actually crashes. I have to back out. Then it's logged me into...
Phone up Xbox Customer Services.
Yeah, it's logged me in. It's,
dear Microsoft,
I've got
for fuck's sake,
yeah.
Stop fucking me about.
But the thing is, it won't let me pick silver. I have to... Basically, they backed me into a corner and I have to subscribe now. I have to pay for my 12 months. It won't let me stay with silver. It's actually killed my friends list. I can't see anybody online.
Oh, that's why you've not been my friend lately.
Am I still
on
the list?
I ain't got a clue, mate.
As far as Xbox Live's concerned, I don't have any friends now. They've deleted my friends list, and they won't let me get onto Live anymore. It's like, there is a silver account. Why can't I get on any...
The silver people have to wait a week anyway. Because a lot of people were complaining that gold members were basically whining because they pay the money, and if they don't, you know, play online, they still don't get anything. So what they did a few, well, 6 months ago now, is they staggered the releases of demos.
Okay.
So silver, you have to wait an extra week. So if you are a silver, you have to wait until Thursday, I think. But gold people can download it now.
Yeah, it's just annoying because every time I log on, I'm not connected to live. I have to go through this process of crashing the box to get on and back out again. So I will just have to sign up and pay the money, I know.
No, just figure out, look, there's something wrong with my account. Can you put it to silver, please?
I don't want it silver, I do want it on gold, and that was just principle of the fact. I want it to stay on silver until I can afford it, and I don't want to have to go through this hassle.
Well, just ask them to put it on silver, then upgrade it when you've got a card.
Well, Sarah was looking at my accounts and she said I've got enough money to pay for it, and I was just kind of like, oh, I just don't like the fact of being forced to do it. I want to buy it when I want to buy it, not because Microsoft have said, give me your money. But it's annoying. It's annoying because it's happened to me before, but last time all it does is bump me to silver and doesn't question it. And this time it's actually screwed up my Xbox. It's ruined my Xbox experience! Me versus the Xbox again.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to go back in time and stop you from ever buying it.
Yeah, just get a PS3.
Yeah, just get a PS3.
I've got a PS3.
Well, sell your PS3 and get a Wii.
I had a Wii and I didn't like it.
Well, get a goddamn Mega Drive.
Alright, wait for the next gen console to come out.
Yeah, just wait, mate. Wait for the Wii 2, which will have...
It'll just be high definition, that'll be any change.
There's an HDMI port on the back, there you go.
There's the new PSP, not PSP, DS camera.
DSi.
The camera.
We don't know what date for that is yet, do we? So, it's got camera memory card readers. It's like a souped up media Nintendo DS.
I ain't buying it.
I ain't buying it, but then because I'm going to buy a DS anyway.
After I got burgled, I lost my nice limited edition Legend of Zelda SP, which is what I could play my Game Boy Advance games on.
Well, some people, like me, we have better portable game machines. Some people say the PSP is good, but I think...
What was he got into there?
My new computer is good!
Oh, you could use that to the last moment.
Yep.
My God, that's the tiniest Dell I've ever seen.
It is.
Go on, let's have a look. Whoa. So, how much is this?
So those who don't know what it is, because Adam hasn't said, and neither have I, I've just got a Dell Mini 9. So it's a tiny little netbook with it's 200 quid from Tesco. It came with an 8 gig drive.
200 quid from Tesco?
1 gig of RAM. So that's obviously no good for me, so I bumped it up to 2 gig of RAM and put a 32 gigabyte SSD in it.
Question is, first question out here, could you play World of Warcraft on this?
Barely.
Right, that just benchmarks it there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to do like a dungeon or something with it, but if you're just goofing around, or if you're out in the wilderness, you know, it's alright.
Okay.
Out in the wilderness, you get about 15 frames per second. In the city, it's more like 5.
And that's with everything knocked down of the graphics?
Yeah. There's a few more tweaks I want to do to try and improve it. It's got the GMA 950 graphics chip, which is the same as my tablet's
now,
got.
Straight away, I can see that this is running...
Windows 7.
Windows 7 on it. What operating system it came with?
It came with Ubuntu 8.04.
Ubuntu?
Yeah.
So it didn't come with Vista?
No. Vista won't fit on an 8 gig drive. We'll let you donut.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. It was like... So it comes with Ubuntu, but this shows that Windows 7 is good enough that it can drop down onto a small machine like this.
Yeah. I actually managed to squeeze Windows 7, Office 2007, and... the Windows Live Essentials, like Messenger and all that, onto an 8 gigabyte drive, when only like it was 7 gig usable because of the way it counts it. Oh. Although I did have to kill my Hibernate file, my page file, and quite a few other things. Yep, it's got 3 times as many USB ports as a MacBook Air. I've just mentioned that.
Got a card reader, power port, monitor thing, which is quite good.
VGA out, Ethernet. Heard of Ethernet?
Yeah, I've got an Ethernet port.
Not on the MacBook Air, it does.
No.
I just like the fact that people pay £2,000 for a MacBook Air, and people go, oh, wow, it's so thin. One USB port.
What inch screen is this?
It's a 8.9-inch screen. 1024 by 600 resolution.
No, I'm interested just in the fact that my mate Tom's got quite an old laptop. It's getting to the point where you have to tie a piece of string on it and whiz it around your head to get the thing woken up because it's so, you want me to press start? It's like that. It's painful. It's like being at work. It's just painful. And he wants to
The computers I've got on my work aren't too bad. You press a button and 50% of the time the till won't crash. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'm quite impressed, especially from Dell. And it looks nice.
It's a bit swish in it.
Yeah.
Although it is a fingerprint magnet. The back of it. Yes. Because it's shiny.
Yeah. But no, I'm reasonably impressed with that. Just for what it is. It does look like a mini Dell laptop.
So that's why they call it the Dell Mini 9.
Exactly. What processor is it running?
It's a Intel Atom CPU at 1.6 GHz.
So that's the thing. You're getting a good price. It looks nice. Screen is really nice. What's the battery life like?
I'm not sure. It hasn't run out yet.
That is pretty sweet.
I think the official spec says about 4 hours.
Built-in camera as well?
Yeah, 1.3 megapixel camera and microphone integrated. Headphone out and also mic in. What are you doing? Stop messing about my documents.
I'm just looking to see how it's running with opening up the main bar. No, I must admit, I'm quite impressed with that because I might have to pass this on to Tom because he was looking at the idea of having something small as a new laptop because he doesn't want to buy bells and whistles because as far as he's concerned, his gaming experience is on his Xbox. He has a PlayStation 2 for some old school gaming and also for running
DVDs. Well, to be fair, like I said, it does just about manage World of Warcraft. I mean, if you're playing anything, you know, more than 5 years old, it's fine. If you want to put a Mega Drive emulator on it or something, you know, it's fine.
At the end of the day, he would want to take his photos off from his digital camera, Facebook, surf the internet. It's basically all he would do on it. So I'm going to have to mention that to him, and he'd probably get a sweet discount because he's a manager at Tesco's.
Yeah, well, yeah, 200 quid at Tesco, or Tesco Direct. I don't know what the install price is like.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just a nice size because fair enough, you've got your
tablet, but that's still got the same footprint as
a normal.
Yeah. You still need, you know, you still need to take a specific bag to put that in. This can fit in, you know.
That
will almost fit in my coat pocket. Yeah. You know?
That's good if you wanted to go somewhere and you weren't going for a large amount of time and you knew you had Wi-Fi and you just wanted to stay in contact with the world through net.
Of Warcraft.
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
And to be honest, if you did want to play World of Warcraft to the point of you just needed to sort out
if you want to play auction, World of
Auction House, you could pretty much just leave yourself in the
if you're not doing anything space, serious where you need the frame rate, you know, you can just goof about.
You could go to the Exodor.
Exodor is perfect.
Yeah, no one goes there, so you can easily enough get yourself from the bank to an auctioneer quite easily and still play around with it. Surf the internet. What was the operating system like that actually comes with it? Because obviously you put Windows 7 on there. Anybody who buys it now, unless they've got...
Well, they can buy the XP version.
There's an XP version.
Yeah, of course. XP version is a bit more expensive, and it also comes with a bigger drive.
Okay.
It comes with a 16GB SSD instead of the 8GB. Mm. So yeah, what Catherine bought one a couple of weeks back. She got a white one.
Nice.
It comes in all different colors. Like, all the lids are all different, you know, this and that. So she paid, I think it was... She paid $280, and hers has got a 16GB SSD. No, she paid... What did she pay? I don't know. She paid Senate Grammar. And it was XP, 16GB drive, 1GB of RAM. So she put Windows 7 on that as well.
Nice.
But XP is a bit crap.
Yeah. No, I'm quite impressed with that, Paul.
But yeah, have a look on the Dell website. You can see one there. But the Tesco thing, because it was 200 quid, an 8GB on the Dell website is 250. And because I had to spend 120 quid to upgrade it anyway, I wanted a low base cost. So
yeah.
Because the 32GB SSD... They'll
still do all the upgrades and everything through the Tesco's website?
Is that... No, you just get that. I ordered all the other bits separately.
Oh, from the Dell's...
No, from... Well, I've got a Runcore 32GB SSD, which I ordered from Ireland, which managed to get air through the snow yesterday.
Sweet.
So I was, like, sat there with this 8GB drive, trying to squeeze everything on it, and disable my page file, my Hibernate file, to squeeze everything on it. So that turned up yesterday, and 2 gig of RAM. It's just a 2 gig module from Crucial, which does the job.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, it is sweet.
Nice bit of kit. I'm quite impressed with that.
Yeah, so battery life about 4 hours. This hasn't been charged since yesterday.
Thing is, though, with something like that,
and it's been running on standby, which isn't really a good base, but it's 70%. So it's
for what you can do
it
on
dropped
it.
Dropped about 20%. Just in standby.
Yeah, it's not going to drain much power. You know, I must admit, my MacBook Pro lasts for ages, but as soon as I start hardcoring it, I've got the Bluetooth running full-time Wi-Fi.
Yeah, this has got Bluetooth Wi-Fi.
Got it hooked up to a monitor, it's hooked up to an external drive, and it's powering a USB gamepad. I can last 3 hours before it's drained the battery down, and I've got to start yanking the power cable back in. But if I'm mobile and I'm just surfing the net and doing basic stuff.
Wait, if you're
stuff,
just surfing the net, I mean, it's, you know, your CPU's flat.
Yeah.
You know, really the disk does. Usage is non-existent.
It's only until I play WoW that I actually make the fan kick in. Apart from that, it's deadly silent.
This is completely passive. No fans or anything.
It's quite good for a small...
100% silent. No noise.
So you think when you go mobile, like when you go up to Wales and stuff, you would take that instead of the...
Well, when I go up there, I take a big bag anyway, so the tablet wouldn't be as much.
More of an annoyance.
And if you know, reading on that screen is doable, but
it'd do your eyes
the tablet, you know, 200 odd DPI, the text looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
The tablet is best for reading. If I want to quickly hammer out an email though,
yeah.
I've got a keyboard there, even though the keyboard is a bit squished.
Yeah. It's a mobile round the house mini laptop where your tablet was good for the whole thing where you said you'd like to have your books and you read through them and you've got that intuitive.
Tablet is good when I want to put my feet up.
Yeah,
because you can just hold the tablet in different ways, and just, you know, if you're reading websites, the tablet's fine. You want to because the screen's only 600 pixels high as well. It's, you know, kind of a squeeze.
Yeah,
and you're scrolling a lot, and the tablet is just so much more natural because you just flick the pen up, and you know, it's sorted, mate.
No, I'm quite impressed with that for a small bit of kit. Quite good if you were going somewhere. Like going to London to go see something, and you just wanted to take it with you for that connectivity of open Wi-Fi, which you get on a larger scale in a place like London or something, compared to having to take something large if you were just on yourself. But it's good to just shove in a rucksack sort of thing. I know a lot of people who would actually appreciate something that size, because my mate Stu won't spend large sums of money because he would much rather pay for it in body armor and his brand new mountain bike and doing downhill biking than buying a sweet laptop that he won't use the facilities because of how much his needs are. And even he's been looking at some of the ones in PC World that weren't as nice as that, for the fact he just liked to write his scripts and write his book on something.
If you're writing on it, like more than an email or a little blog post, get something bigger with a full size keyboard, because it will do your nutting.
I suppose the advantage to that is
because the shift key is funny, you know. But did you have a look at the keyboard layout?
Yeah, it's not.
You know, that's your shift key there. It's quite not awkward from that point of view. You have to get used to it.
I could kind of touch type on it, but at the end
you
of
could
the day,
you well you can one finger touch type, not too bad. But
if you wanted to, there's no
my little fingers run out of space.
The amount of USB ports you've got on the side, there's nothing that stops you getting one Bluetooth. Of those roll up rubber keyboards or something like that that you would. Or even
put this in my bag, twice the size of the computer.
Yeah, those rubber roll-up keyboards, just for portability. If you could shove it in your rucksack, go somewhere, open it up in a coffee shop, carry on typing away. Really gives a nice element to it.
Yeah, let's just open Internet Explorer up, so you can just quickly see a website.
So fair enough. You'd have to really.
So I run IE in full screen mode for this because it does give me a bit of extra space. Ugh, fish. You do run into the occasional issue though because of the screen. Only 600 pixels high, that's normally 800 by 600, which Windows Vista minimum, unless you're running in exceptional circumstances, was 1024 by 768. So Windows is alright on it, but I've noticed things like Messenger, some of the settings windows are a bit too high and I have to move the taskbar out of the way.
Yeah.
So there's a few niggly issues like that, because very few people run such a small screen resolution now.
But that's the thing, if you're willing to pay the extra money and you're with what you're wanting, you're happy with XP, you can pay that extra for an XP version and just
Well, XP's just as bad. Like I said, Messenger is the same size on that.
Yeah.
I'm
quite impressed. Fair enough, as people will not be able to, because they can't see it, there is no CD-ROMs. So to install something, you're going to have another computer to share the drive with, aren't you? Or get a USB CD-ROM.
Or, how much software do you install with a CD nowadays?
Yeah, a lot of them you can actually.
A lot of it you just download off the net.
Like a lot of Microsoft stuff, you can just download the actual files, install it, and then use your CD key to finalize everything.
Exactly. If I had a 4 gig drive around here, I would be installing it off of a USB stick.
Yeah.
Instead of getting my Xbox HD DVD drive and plugging that in.
Exactly. You've got many options. No, quite impressed with that. And fair enough, if you could use it for that small, I'm just writing emails, I'm writing, doing my book stuff like that. But you could get to the point of, you could shove in a CD-ROM drive on USB, a mouse and a keyboard, and sit there and play Warcraft 3 quite happily, or old games like that. What's the graphics? It's running off the chip.
GMA 950.
Right.
That's Intel's low-end graphics card.
So we're not talking it's the ultimate gaming thing, but, you know, emulators and stuff like that. For portability,
it works fairly well. So this is World of Warcraft, which isn't actually on the hard drive, so this is actually loading over the network at the moment, which is why it's taking a while. So I'll just wait for that to start up so you can see what it's like.
So this is not installed on the...
No, I've got a 32 gig drive. I don't really want to give 13 gigs to WoW.
Yeah.
What I'd probably do is get a memory card and I'll have my WoW card, put that in.
Yeah.
And have my SimCity card and put that in.
That's cool.
Like a game console. So let's pick a land in WoW. Where do you want to go?
Don't mind.
Just say one.
Eastern Kingdoms.
That's a whole continent. Who have I got on that continent?
Stormwind.
Stormwind. I don't have anyone in Stormwind.
Ironforge.
Yeah, I've got someone in Ironforge. Let's load up this dude. My level 7 paladin dwarf. Let's load him up. So yeah, it's also a widescreen display, as you'll see.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, because it's 1024 by 600. Movie playback on it is acceptable. It plays Xvid, you know, fine. I don't know about high def, but it's not high definition screen, so
yeah, exactly.
There's not a lot of point in that, but recorded TV as well, that works fine, and that's quite a high bitrate because it's the raw MPEG-2.
But yeah, for the general internet surfer, it's a nice companion to go with the main computer.
Yeah, I will point out, I did copy WoW onto the hard drive to get an idea of the loading times. So the loading times on this are slow because it's loading over the network.
Yeah.
So it's about 10 times as slow.
So where is this data coming from?
This machine.
Right. So it's playing off.
It's playing off this machine. So here we are. I'm in Ironforge. Center of Ironforge. Frame rate not too bad. Obviously it hasn't loaded everyone yet because I'm still a shadow. Here we go. It's not too bad. And this is a city, so it is quite busy here.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Frame rate's not too bad.
Obviously it does get worse in Dalaran and like newer places.
Yeah.
Because they've got higher graphics. But, you know, it's all right here.
We're not saying this is the ultimate thing to play World of Warcraft on, but it shows the benchmark of what you can do with this. No, I'm quite impressed with that. The Dell Mini.
Yeah, frame rate. Oh my god, frame rate at the moment is 10 frames per second. Well, that's not bad for a C on this piece of. I mean, this chipset isn't even supported by WoW.
Yeah.
WoW's minimum supported chipset is the Intel GMA 965, I think. But yeah, it works alright. Like I said, the config is all on low, but it's fairly playable.
Oh, that's pretty good. Impressed.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Fair enough. You're running this off another computer. There's nothing to say that you can't
have... Well, yeah, the only thing that really affects is the load times.
Yeah, there's nothing to say you can't have your extra peripherals of having a USB external hard drive, USB CD-ROM, your mouse, and your keyboard all plugged in. you know, you're going to get a hub and stuff, you can really plug in a monitor, you can bump it up a bit. It's not going to make the performance any better, but it allow you that you're not limited by what's on that machine. No, I'm fairly impressed. I'm going to recommend that one.
Yeah, I'd recommend getting rid of Ubuntu because it is the desktop version of Ubuntu, which, well, let's say the taskbar is half the height of that up the top. And, you know, this really bugs me. There's a lot of Linux distros that put their taskbar copy at the top. And, of course, the advantage of Windows is if you want to close a program, you just have to move the mouse up there. You know, you don't have to aim. Like with startup button, you just bring it down to the bottom corner.
Yeah.
With Ubuntu, you have to carefully aim because if you go up too high, you click on the taskbar and you don't close the thing, and it's just awkward. You know, they just don't really pay much attention to the usability of it.
Yeah.
It does have an applet running on the background which has quick links to like the web browser and things like that, so you don't need to go into the start menu equivalent. But it's not a very good operating system. The EPC, actually, they use Zandros, and they've got a custom UI they've put on it, like a simple mode, which actually works really well on a netbook, but Ubuntu on it doesn't work at all. Windows works a lot better on it.
Cool. And again, it just shows the coolness of Windows 7 and the fact that...
Look how small it is, dude. My monitor is 6 times the size of it.
Because you wouldn't be able to get Vista on it, yet you've got...
You can put Vista on these. Despite the crap about Vista being slow, let's face it, it's not slow. The only reason why Vista doesn't ship on these is because the hard drive requirements are 20 gigabytes.
Mm.
And, you know, they only ship them with 8 or 16 gig drives.
My point is, I'm not batting Vista, more in the sense of upping 7, and the fact that 7 helps would 7 help the performance of that compared to shoving Vista on it? Because obviously
Windows 7 is, you know, designed in mind of these smaller computers.
Yeah. So that's the thing, it ships with Ubuntu and XP, and you had the ability to upgrade it and choose Vista or 7. Vista was your choice. No, 7 was your
choice. 7 is my choice because, you know,
it runs better on the smaller machine.
Well, plus I'm a beta tester, and, you know, I'm supposed to be trying it. Plus there's a few other features on there which help Windows 7, like, for example, home groups and goofy things like that. You know, meh. Plus the libraries feature, especially on these, because I probably won't copy a lot of my documents on here, or movies, or pictures, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the space for it. So, but with Windows 7, you've got the libraries feature, so you can actually plug in a folder to your video library.
So it seems like,
and it can be a network location, even though it works just as a local folder.
Yeah.
So that's a really handy point of view. Speaking of Windows 7, this being the SKU announcements, because if you remember, I'm always complaining about how they had the Home Basic SKU and all this bollocks for Windows Vista, and Home Basic should be destroyed.
Yeah.
So they announced the Windows 7 SKUs. Basically, there's going to be 2 editions.
Only 2?
If you walk into a shop, you're only going to see 2 editions.
Okay.
There are more editions.
Like a business ones, specifically bought ones.
Well, yeah, business is gone. Business is being replaced by professional.
Okay.
So, well, basically, the 2 main versions are going to be Home Premium and Professional. They've made a couple of key changes. One, which is really important, is each version is a superset of the previous version. So if you bought Windows Vista Business, you lost Media Center.
Yeah.
But now if you buy Professional, you still have Media Center. You just have the business features on top. There is also going to be a starter edition of Windows 7, which will be sold in the developed world. Previously, it was only in, you know, third world countries they sold it. That's going to be here now. The main limitation of that is that it can only run 3 applications at a time. But it will still be quite acceptable for a netbook, where most people probably only have a web browser open.
Yeah.
Home Basic has been relegated to the third world, and it's basically just going to be we don't have to pay attention to that, because it's not going to be sold here. There is also the Enterprise version and Ultimate. Enterprise has a few extra features, like the BitLocker and other high-end like update services and funny things like that, which is volume license, so it's for big corporations. And Ultimate is just a retail version of Enterprise.
Right, so there's still going to be the Ultimate. So in decency, it'll be 3 for us.
Ultimate, because the features in it aren't going to be that much more than Professional, I think Professional would be the normal edition. Ultimate is going to be for nerds who...
Yeah.
I wanted to say Ultimate.
Yeah.
But there's not any real features there.
Unlike when we got Vista.
Because it's all going to be enterprise features.
Unlike the difference there was between Professional and Ultimate when we got Vista.
Aye. What they haven't announced is a price. And what I think they need to do is be really competitive with the price. It wouldn't surprise me if Starter Edition was free. Because Linux does ship on quite a few of these, and the way to get Linux off of them is to make Starter Edition free. So that's what I would do if I was Microsoft. Starter Edition free.
Yeah.
And the upgrade process they've got in here, it actually works quite well. Before, it took like an hour to upgrade Windows Vista to a higher version. Now it literally takes 10 minutes to do an upgrade. So, you know, you could see the upgrade thing a lot better now.
Mm. I don't think
I'll... But yeah, I think they need to really have the price low.
That's the thing.
Because 300 quid retail, you know, nobody pays for that. They might spend 90 quid for an OEM version.
Yeah.
But, you know, get the price down.
I'm on Vista Ultimate OEM, so there's no point me getting an upgrade version because I want to have 64-bit.
Say again?
Well, when you bought Vista, it was 64 and 32.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had OEM, you had to pick an OEM version. Yep. Because I'm on an OEM version, if I get an
You could still get a retail upgrade.
I could still get a retail upgrade, which will allow me to pick whether I want it on 64 or 32.
Go to 64.
Well, that's what I mean. My MacBook's 64, so...
Every computer manufactured in the last 5 years has got 64-bit hardware.
Yeah.
Well, most of it. Yeah, even that piece of crap does. It probably doesn't have half the drivers in 64-bit.
Yeah.
But it's the CPU is 64-bit. So yeah, we're hey.
Sweet.
So hopefully that answers a lot of the criticism for the SKUs. Especially now it's like two versions. And maybe Starter for like a couple of quid or free.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to help a lot of people be able to run their cheaper computers better. And if anybody's playing low-end video games on there... And
it runs Solitaire.
You know, you can upgrade to 7 and be able to get a better experience without having, you know, buying a majorly expensive game.
Oh, I will point out, Windows XP upgrade not supported. If you're upgrading from Windows XP, it has to be a clean install. Upgrade is only supported from Vista. Good. In your face, XP noobs.
Yeah. So if no one committed to Vista, they're not going to be able to jump to this next one. They have to go.
Well, no, and the thing is, people say, oh, Vista breaks all this. Windows 7 is going to break all that as well, because Windows 7 is just Windows Vista 0.1.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, granted, it's got a new taskbar, but the taskbar doesn't fix all the applications, which broke because they're poorly designed, doesn't it? Stupid taskbar. Although what's interesting is, on my desktop, where I've got a lot of space, I have a taskbar set to show the full text things. On the netbook, I find having an icon actually works just as well. Because you've got a smaller amount of space. So.
Mm.
But I still think we need to have show labels by default.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they're just trying to change that view.
Because, I mean, just... Let's just put it back to noob version, which is a default. Look how bad it looks. You could open 50 Internet Explorer windows, and they're all crowded one on this little thing. It's
yeah, they're going for
on
that
the netbook. I can tolerate it because I don't have 50 things running. But yeah, on my desktop, I've got, you know, 20 things running at the time, and I've got all this space. Why don't you flipping use it?
It's going for that icon view.
You know, I expect my space to be used.
Yeah.
Especially on a widescreen monitor. The only one other option though is if you have it on the side, yeah, maybe it makes sense because the taskbar gets thinner. But you know, well, hey, right. Anything else, anyone?
No, I kept it short because I knew that we had two episodes to fit into one plus.
Yeah, well, we've done it, haven't we? We rock.
Everything extra.
We rock. Oh no, I've not recorded it. Kidding. But we still have to test it.
Yeah, this may not work.
No, we ain't doing take four. If it takes another take, we're going to go to episode 144. We're going to do it.
And put this on
put there. This in the bin permanently.
actually put for the first 5 minutes on the web and actually say, no, the first minute, we'll put a solid minute on the internet, if this doesn't work, of this episode.
Just so people can hear how crap it
sounds. Yeah, to see what it actually came to.
No, it'd be alright, it's fine. This is a new microphone. The computer is not going through the Audigy. Thanks a lot, Creative.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's
you can also try that new bit of software I gave you to see if it's better than SoundForged, and you can get yourself away from having to use something called Sony.
SoundForge is alright. They purchased it from who made it? I can't remember it now, it's been so long ago. But yeah, SoundForge is a fine application. It's something I've used since like version 6.
Yep, well, I got nothing more to add.
Alright, well,
we like
in
to
that
hear
case
from people.
Yeah, in that case, send us feedback. Leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. Email it to us at feedback@gamercast.net, or speak to Dinendal on Alliance Steam Riddle Cartel.
Or leave a message at Burger King and we'll go and pick it up next Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know, Matt, we might go to McDonald's next month. Yeah.
See, that always reminds when I was younger, we always used to go skating in town and then
to Wimpy!
And we would turn around and we'd be like, no, not that long, yeah. And we'd be like, to the grassy knoll, yes, to the grassy knoll for a milkshake and chips. You know,
the grassy knoll.
You know where McDonald's is, and you come around McDonald's to get to the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, as you're coming through, you know there's that big piece of grass that goes all the way to the traffic lights that's raised.
Yeah.
Well, we just call that the grassy knoll. You know, as in like the second man behind the grassy knoll that shot the president. Conspiracy thing.
Dude,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean? We just call it the grassy knoll, and we would go get a milkshake.
It was Elvis Presley who shot JFK.
I wouldn't be surprised. And then we go sit
on
the grassy
knoll.
That's
why he conveniently died on the toilet, because they wanted to make it embarrassing.
We'd always freak out the people in McDonald's.
He wasn't on the grassy knoll. He was in the window going, pew, 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 pew.
Because they won't...
You don't like my music? Pew.
They wouldn't let us into McDonald's with our rollerblades on. And I'd never take them off because I wouldn't want to stand on the floor. So...
They the wouldn't even in McDonald's.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in. So we went
out. I got money.
We went out, went all the way around, and we skated up to the drive-thru in the position that we were all sat in a car. So we just all rolled up and then stopped at the same point. And we actually parked far enough away. And he went... Yeah. And we actually did the order, and we were all... And the people in the back were pretending to be kids. And we just stood there on rollerblades, taking the position of each car, and then
Adam.
We moved forward. And the guy's near enough wetting himself in the window because he thought it was hilarious.
Adam, how old were you?
22.
17.
Really? McDonald's has been there for that long? Are you sure?
Yeah, we used to skate under the underground Tesco's car park. 17 stroke 18. That's the
stroke
whole...
19.
No, it wasn't 19.
And a half.
It was before... It was...
It's when you're 25, wasn't it? Oh, no, let me
no,
play.
It was,
let's go
it was before. It was before I had the... It was just as I got the Mini. I got the Mini when I was 17, so it was around about then.
So you had a car, but you thought you'd take the rollerblades.
No, I didn't drive at the time. I didn't pass my test. I didn't pass my test until just before I turned 18. But we used to drive into Underground Tesco's car park and skate under there.
That's epic. You should have filmed that.
Yes.
Oh, no. It would have been great.
Maybe you should do it again next week and film it.
Yeah, get on to your mates. Hey, it's Adam.
Do you want to go for rollerblades?
Do you know what was really funny?
We're going to go get a milkshake at the grassy knoll.
Do it, it'd be well funny. Put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You get 10,000 visitors in the first 5 minutes. Right, let's actually close this show up. Are we back next week?
Yes, we'll be back next week.
Good, so it's back to normal for a while.
Yeah.
Hopefully... If this episode hasn't screwed up, I'll be reviewing the Halo Wars demo next week.
Okay.
So everyone can look forward to my criticism of that.
Yeah.
Although apparently the control on it is quite good, but I'll have to see.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's really going to get me is the control system. The game looks really good, and I'm kind of like, well, if it was on PC, I'd probably buy it, but it all depends.
Empire Total War out. Just blows Halo away.
Yeah.
Oh! We've been playing Gears of War 2 co-op, but we'll have to wait till next week for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see you next week.
Well, hey.
Hope you enjoyed our new recorded, better version with a new mic.
With me eating during half of it.
It's been a long time coming.